Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Good morning, and thank you for joining us for It's Going to Be Wonderful. Today I want to talk to you about a monosyllable word, the word lo. You remember reading in the Bible several times that word lo. Today let's consider it in several aspects. The first would be that found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7, where the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." When the Bible says, lo, it's saying, pay attention, see this, remember this. And here the Word of God tells us that we need to remember that our Lord Jesus came in submission to the Father's will. For he said, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. I wonder why you're here. I wonder why I'm here. Is it to do the will of the Father? Is there going to be a book written someday about us in our lifetime? And are they going to be able to say in a volume of a book it's written of me? Of course, the Lord Jesus was talking about the Old Testament, how that it talks about his doing the will of the Father. But you and I may someday have a book written about us, and I trust it too shall say we have come to do the will of the Father. Another lo that I find in the Bible is found in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 7. Here the Word of God says, "And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged." This speaks to us of consecration of service. You and I ought not to be talking filthy. You and I ought not to be walking filthy, because our lives and our lips have been consecrated to service for God. We are sanctified. We are set aside for him. Lo, see to it. Remember it. Your mouth is now touched, and your heart is now changed, and your sin is purged. Now live accordingly. Another lo is to be found in the book of Mark, chapter 10, and verse 28. Here the Apostle Peter is speaking, and the Bible says, "Then Peter began to say unto him," that is the Lord, "Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee." I trust that that's the testimony of our life, that we have left all, and are indeed following the Lord Jesus Christ. Lastly, I would invite your attention to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. Here, the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says that you and I ought to be teaching them, that is, the lost, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You and I need to be remembering as we go along in life that the Lord Jesus is with us, and that we ought to be teaching those whom he has privileged us to lead to him, we ought to be teaching them exactly as he taught us. We ought to be teaching them to do whatsoever things we've been commanded. And we can go in confidence, and we can teach and preach in confidence, because he is there with us all the way. He says, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Even until the end of this age, even up to that time where we're going to be standing before him at last, he is going to be with us. He said of himself, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He said, "Lo, I am with you always." We need to remember it. We need to see it. We need to realize it and experience it for ourselves as we go to walk and talk and teach among the people whom the Lord will allow us to the privilege of leading to him. "Lo, I am with you. Lo, this has touched your lips. Lo, I am come to do thy service." All great lessons from that little bitty word, lo. And lo, I am with you always. Now let us be engaged in the work of God, in the way that God would have us to do it. Because someday we're going to stand before him, and we're going to be able to fellowship with him in person. We won't have to remember. We won't have to see, because we'll be right there living. trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Plaine Baptist Church by writing Belle Plaine Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.